everyone, and welcome to Clocking In. My name's Lathan MB, and on this episode, we have Andrew Skinner from the Beanie 2019 agency. Hi, Andrew, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. Thank you for the invite.
Or should I say Beanie 2019 agency?
Yes, a new venture for me after so many years on TikTok. It's about time I did something new, I thought.
Yeah, well, how did it all come about then? What made you make the final decision to open up the agency?
Well, firstly, I actually got an email from TikTok inviting me to go up to the headquarters. I thought, I've always wanted to go and see what that is. Mm. And they said, we want people to start agencies to help the new people coming through because they're expecting the accounts to reach 2.8 billion accounts by the end of next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so they wanted new agents. People have been on TikTok a bit longer to really help people that haven't got any followers, really.
Yeah.
So as you know, we used to do the lovely grow parties back in the day, which is now, they don't like them now. So this is another way to help people, which we've always liked doing, as yourself did.
Yeah.
So I just had enough of getting all the restrictions and everything. Mm-hmm. And this was, they gave me the opportunity to start this agency up to help rookies, which that's what they call them, rookies or veterans, pros and pro pluses. There's four categories people drop into.
Okay.
And then you've got the elite people up to 1 million followers, which we can look after.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know all about the agencies and stuff like that, but let's just let everybody know exactly what they do, you know, the pros, maybe some of the cons. Let's just go into that a little bit.
Well, the first thing I've got to tell you is lots of bad press about agencies out there.
Uh-huh.
We do not touch any of your gifts. That's why I never started going to an agency, because I would always thought, well, why would they do it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so if you're getting diamonds when you go live, I thought the agent got percentage of that. I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But it's not true. It's not true at all. What it is TikTok take 50%, as they always have done. Uh-huh. But out of that 50%, they pay the agent now for the from the creator. So the creators still end up with the 50% they did before.
Yeah.
And what another thing they told us we can do, because you need 800 followers now to go live.
Okay.
But if they think you're keen enough and you've got less than 800, I can put forward as an agent to TikTok, I think saying, I think these people are going to do well. Look at their videos, look at their bio. They're all very proactive. And so they will get you going live before you are got 800 followers, which is good.
And is there a minimum number, do you think, of what they could go live at? No.
If somebody has got loads of content,
right,
a good bio, somebody's new to TikTok, and you can see that. But normally, when you've put videos up, you will get followers straight away. If they like your content, you're going to get these followers.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get more followers from your content than any live show. But it's the way TikTok works now. And with the agency, it also helps. You know, when you go live, you will get trolls. Agencies can help with that. You're going to get reported because people get jealousy. So you could get restrictions. So we can help that. We've got direct link with TikTok. So we don't have to go through the appeal. We go straight to TikTok and say, look, this person, Nathan, is a really nice person, but he's got some hate in his room. He's got a restriction. Can you lift it for him? Go. So what they do, they will have a look at the video, a person, not an AI system.
Uh-huh.
And they will say, oh, no, he hasn't done anything wrong. So they will lift it. We had one 2 days ago. The agency's only been up and running 5 days.
Okay.
We had one of my first creators did get a ban.
Mm-hmm.
He messaged me at 10 o'clock at night to say, I've just been banned. I said, why? And she said, don't know. They just banned me.
Yeah.
I said, have you done anything? She goes, no. I said, well, have you screen recorded? And she goes, yeah, well, I haven't done anything. So I said, right, okay. So I messaged TikTok at 10 o'clock at night. By 10:20, her account was back.
That's an absolute bonus.
which you would never get if you're doing through the appeal button.
Sure. Sometimes it can take days and weeks for them to get back to you.
They do, yeah. But they've also told us, they said, it's not a way of getting being naughty on TikTok, having an agent, because we will look at it. And if you have been naughty, you will still get banned. It's not that you've got an agent, so they're going to get you off your ban for doing things you shouldn't be doing.
Because we all know the AI can be very wrong sometimes, can't it?
All the time.
It can think you've said something, or it could say you're doing something and you're not. So, yeah.
Well, I get in trouble because I write people's names on the board. I'm holding this and I get done so many times for smoking, for vaping and anything like that. So I try not to hold anything now, because anything goes into your mouth. If you're eating, it will, AI system will pick it up for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's so unfair though, isn't it? Because you see people on live streams and they're writing names on the board and they're eating and nothing seems to get said. And then as soon as somebody else even holds a pen, it's, you know, they're flagged automatically.
It's always amazed me that I do some things the same as somebody else.
Yeah.
I get violated straight away. This person does it for hours every day and not even a mention of it. So I don't know why that works. The AI system picks some things up. Mm-hmm. It may be a certain word. We don't know. It doesn't really tell us.
Yeah.
But I am, because I'm on this agency, I'm now up at TikTok twice a week. Fantastic. So I will try and get inside information of what we can and what we can't do, which nobody has really ever told us. The community guidelines are so vast and so wide, it doesn't really work, the community guidelines.
Yeah, and I think also, as we know, because we're the OGs, aren't we? We're the OGs, really.
We are,
We know, over the years, it's evolved so much, hasn't it, TikTok?
Oh, amazing. But the thing, it changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So what you could get away with last week, this week you couldn't. What you can't get away with last week, you may be able to get away now. This week they've changed the community guidelines again, I saw, because when you go live, it will say, community guidelines change, please accept.
I think so many pages
of it, which they would put down, this is what's changed, this is what not's changed. But there is, I know there's certain words that red flag you, but it's the way it is that comes, I'm afraid.
Yeah, just remind people of where they can join the agency, what they've got to do, what's the criteria.
Right. The main thing is you've got to go live. This is a live, my new job title is Live Creator Manager for TikTok. So they asked me to set this agency up to look after anybody that wants to go live. And so the best way of joining is if you go to my website, which is beanie2019.agency, that will get you to the list, or just message me. You can message me on TikTok, but I find that Instagram is the best place to get messages, because I get so many messages every day from TikTok, loads of people. In fact, I get asked probably 20 or 30 times a day to join agencies. But when you have a look at these accounts, you see they've only got 3 followers. I thought, and you think, well, we know you're not real. Yeah. And there is certain ways you can find out. There is lots of fake agencies out there.
The best way of it,
there is very strict criteria for TikTok to become an agent. You have to have a limited company and you have to be company's house. So if you ask your agent about if they can have your number, if they can't give it to you, they're not an agent. So be careful out there. There's lots out there.
Okay, I will include, obviously, in the description of the podcast, in the description, I'll link all your details for your Instagram, your TikTok, your website, so people can get in touch, obviously, which will be great. And obviously, we can promote it in my live streams as well. Just very quickly, what was the inspiration behind the name Beanie? Is that because you've got a beanie on, just like I have?
No, it's all to do with Mr. Bean.
Okay.
Back in the day, back when I started back in the, as you probably, I think you know, but not people won't, I started in the TV and film business.
Uh-huh.
So we did a lot of body doubles and lookalikes, and everyone kept saying, "Oh, you look like Mr. Bean," because I had dark hair then with my dark eyebrows, and everyone used to call me Beanie. And so then I started TikTok in 2019,
yeah,
put Beanie in 2019, and it stuck with me all the time. So when my son started on TikTok, it was son of Beanie. My daughter started daughter of Beanie, then the family of Beanie. So so if you just did a Google search for Beanie 2019, you'll find thousands of accounts now.
Yeah.
Most of them are fake. They all fake. I've only got one account.
I know.
One, two accounts, Beanie 2019 and Beanie2019.agency. That's the accounts I've got.
Yeah, and who introduced you into TikTok then? How did TikTok come about to start with from the very beginning?
Right from the beginning, it was COVID.
Okay.
COVID started and I said, we're sitting at home. I owned a transport company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't doing any transport during COVID. We did airport transfers, everything shut down. I thought, gosh, got mortgages to pay. What am I going to do? I said to my daughter, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some videos and on TikTok. And she goes, don't be stupid. You're old. You're old and you're never going to do anything on TikTok.
Wow.
I said, okay. And I think she had about, I don't know, back then 300 followers. And I said, right, I'm going to, as long as I get more followers than you. And all of a sudden I did one video and it got me thousands and thousands of views. And as factually, it went up to about 5 million so I got about 30,000 followers from that.
Yeah.
And it's the way to get big accounts is good videos, original videos. But back then, you used to get 3 pence for every 1,000 or three cents for every 1,000 views.
Yeah.
Which now, with the new creator thing, it's quite good now.
If you're
minute videos.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's more time consuming and you've got to think up better ideas. It's not like this, like the Creator Fund, is it? Where you could just do a 10-second video and reap some kind of reward from it. Now it's a little bit longer, so you've got to think about it a little bit more, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we used to do duets, which they don't count now. They don't count duets. You can't do that. And I used to do loop videos, that, you know, literally a couple of seconds, so it just span around all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And my main big videos was giving away gift cards on my, so I was getting 5 million, 3 million, 1 million. Every time I did a video, I was getting over 1 million views.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count now. You can't have that 6 second video, 9 second video.
No.
You've got to be a minute and it's got to be original.
Exactly. And interesting, because it doesn't only go on the video, it goes on the watch time and the interaction and things like that. Because I remember looking at my analytics the other day for my longer form videos and seeing exactly what it involved. So it is getting people to be that little bit more creative and interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I always said, if you do a video, first thing you do is like it and put a comment up. Because I always worked out that more you get, so I always put it in points. So if you get a view, you get 1 point, you get like 2 points. If you get a comment, that's 3 points. But if somebody watches the whole video, that's 5 points. So you want to people to do everything to your video.
Yeah.
The more you can get people to do your video, more it's going to get sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And also with accounts, these videos are sent out to a few people on your TikTok. If they don't look at it, it doesn't get pushed out. It gets pushed out very slowly. Because if you've got dead accounts, and I know people out there that have bought followers, TikTok will send these videos to these people that have bought these followers, but they don't actually see them. So they don't get pushed out.
Yeah.
You may be lucky sometimes, because if they send it out to 10 of your followers and those 10 followers see it, it get pushed out again and again and again. Mm. And then you've got a viral video because people are watching it, reporting it, tapping it.
Exactly. And I think over the years as well, it's become a lot more difficult, hasn't it, to have a viral video?
Oh, very. Yeah, but it's different again. It keeps changing. This app moves. Mm. In the old days, if you put a video up and it went, it shot up. You could get 100,000 in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at your videos, they are growing. I was quite surprised when I looked back at my videos that I only had 200 or 300 people watching it. Even though I've got over 200,000 followers on this account,
yeah,
it was very slow. And then it picks up every day. It seems to be pushed out slowly instead of a big whoosh right at the beginning when you first do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And videos from months ago are still gaining interaction, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But I go through my videos because when they took the sounds off, that gives you a sort of restriction. So I've some of the videos you're allowed to put another song on because it wasn't your fault. But if they have taken the sound off, I just put them as a private so it doesn't get pushed out because nobody's going to listen to a music you haven't got.
Yeah.
They don't want to look at this pretty face, I tell you.
Absolutely. Because I was in shock when the sound went off a lot of videos. There were a lot of my viral videos with millions of views, and it was like, what do you do now? You know what I mean? You can't put another soundtrack to it because it doesn't give the same...
No, it doesn't. But some of my videos that got taken down for the sound, they gave me the option to add another sound on some of them. On some of them, they didn't. So I guess which ones, I don't know, was it Universal, was it, that took the sound
effect? I don't remember. Something like that.
Yeah,
and hopefully they'll build a good relationship with them again and get the sounds back. Because I find...
If you do, all your ones you've put on private, you can release again.
Exactly.
And it may get another boost out there.
Yeah, because I'm finding, especially to film my videos, I use Android. And I'm finding the song choices and a lot of the trending songs, they won't come up on my Android, so I have to film them on my iPad, which is bizarre because they'll come up on my iPad. And I find that a bit bizarre. But, you know, that it is technology and we have to remember that, don't we?
Yeah, it's all to do with, I think, when, like, literally when you buy coins from TikTok, if you buy it from an Android, you get more coins than when you buy it from an iPhone.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the commission they get. So, but they want people to buy it direct. So if you go to your laptop, it's better to get the coins from there anyway.
Yeah. Okay, going back to the agency once again, will you be having like meetups and arranging a little shindig for everybody?
Well, the trouble with all that is because we are nationwide.
Yeah.
In fact, majority of my people are from the Northeast, from Scotland, and I've got a few people now from Cumbria.
Okay.
It's funny how I live on the south coast. I couldn't live any further away from them.
Yeah.
But I live in Bognor Regis, which is right next to Butlins, and it has great adult weekends.
Yes, it does.
This is what we want to plan, is to have, when we are more established, is to have a adult Butlins adult weekend, and we can really let our hair down and be really...
Yeah, strong. I think that'd be good because, you know, a lot of creators, I mean, even though they're on camera all the time, it can actually become quite lonely for them.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You know, if they haven't got a partner, I know myself, personally, I haven't got a partner, and I'm filming all day. I seem to be filming all day long. If it's not for here, it's for Instagram. If it's not for Instagram, it's for YouTube. Then you're doing your live streams and podcasts and everything. And I feel like some of the time, oh my gosh, I need to go out in the world.
Yeah, that's right. We don't really socialize with real people.
Yeah.
We're in these four walls. We got hundreds of people coming in our room talking to us, but we don't really talk to people anymore.
Yeah.
I'm lucky with my other job. You know, I own a transport company.
Yeah.
Going to the airport. So I do meet people when I go and do the airport side of things to fit it in between my live streams and everything else. But yeah, it's very hard, very lonely.
Definitely. And I think a lot of creators don't talk about it, do they? They sort of like put on that smiley face for their content and they don't talk about that. It can be really lonely. I mean, yourself, you've got your family, haven't you? You've got Chris and everybody.
Yeah, but Chris has now moved to Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, Chris.
Okay.
Chris moved to Florida just after COVID.
Yeah.
And he now works for social media in Florida.
Oh, okay. Because he is part of the agency, isn't he?
Yeah. So he's more of an advisor to me now, because that's what he does for everything about social media. If you need somebody, especially in America, you need somebody to promote you on social media. He is a digital guru, really, up there now. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And he's enjoying it, obviously.
Yeah, he's loving it. Loving it. It's lovely weather, right on the coast.
That's one thing I'm missing. That's one thing I'm missing at the moment is the weather, because it's horrendous raining weather. Constantly, isn't it?
It is. And we're on the south coast. I apparently live in the second sunniest place in the country. I don't know where it's gone, though. I don't know what's happened this year. But everyone seems to be in the same boat. Mm. We don't seem to have any nice weather anywhere. I've never known a year like this year for bad weather.
Nor me.
We've had so much flooding down here.
Yeah, and you know, I know Bognor Regis quite well, because I stayed there for a short time, because I used to work with, back in the dancing days, I was a dancer acrobat. I used to work with a contortionist that was from Bognor Regis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I spent quite a lot of time down there, where we used to rehearse and come up with our routines before we went abroad. So yeah, so I know Bognor Regis quite well.
Yeah, it's nice. When the sun's out, it's a lovely place. You've got the sea, you've got a lovely prom, you know, 3 mile prom. Mm. You can walk along, gets my steps up every day. But yeah, it's a strange year this year. Very strange.
It's terrible. It's terrible. To be honest, I was glad of some sunshine yesterday. I was like that in the sun.
So I don't know whereabouts are you in the...
I'm in the Midlands. I'm directly in the middle between sort of like Manchester and Birmingham, directly in the middle. So ideal, you know, if you've got to do something, got to do an event or anything, and it's ideal. Yeah, a little bit quiet, and that's just the way I like it, really.
Yeah, well, that's the problem I've got, living right at the furthest point to everyone. In fact, there's two people that have joined my agency actually from Bognor now, which is, I didn't even know they were from Bognor until they came into the live and said, oh, I live there. I said, no, you don't. You just say that because you can see that all my things are from Bognor Regis. I said, no, I can tell you where I live. And so we've got some people actually from Bognor, which is very strange, very strange.
Yeah, and the agency is worldwide, isn't it? It's not just restricted.
Well, no, that's what I wanted. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I had people already set up, because I normally go live at 7 a.m. in the morning, UK time.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of the Americans and Australians in. Mm-hmm. And so I had all these hosts and creators wanting to join the agency. I said, yeah, well, when it's set up, it must admit, it took quite a long time to get the agency up and running, because TikTok, the legal stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And so when I added them, they said, no, you can't add people from around the world. And I said, no way. Wow. I've got all these people I've been telling to join. And they said, no, you're UK. And they've made it UK plus now. But I messaged UK TikTok today. I don't know if I've received the email yet, to say that what the plus means. And I think it's other countries added to the England server. But I don't know. They haven't told me which. I know it's not Australia, because I've tried to add somebody, and it's definitely not America.
Oh,
so I think it could be Europe. I think there could be Spain in there. There's certain servers been joined to England. Like New Zealand and Australia got stuck together.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm waiting for an email back.
I was going to say, if not, do you think there'll be a way around it? Maybe, I don't know, joining a different VPN or something?
No, because it's a legal thing. All legal. So... I can start one in America, but I would have to open a company in America. So that's where my son's coming into play.
Ding, ding. Yes.
So he's in America. So we're going in to see if he can start an agency, because he's already in America. But majority of my people were from Australia, and I haven't got any contact. But they said, just you can do it all over the world. Yeah. You need to start an agency. That means going through the legal system and the tax system. It's all taxable agency. It's not it's not all let's get and run away with the money.
Yeah.
It is all properly looked after by the lovely tax people, tax man in England.
So that'll be somewhere along the line then. That will be coming, but somewhere along the line.
Yeah. I just want to see how England goes first, and what happens with TikTok in America. We still don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
there.
Of course. I forgot about all that drama and stuff.
Yeah, so that was passed again yesterday. So it looks like TikTok will be gone. But we think, well, we know that an American company will take it over. So I don't know how that works, or so.
Yeah, because
Because
there
it,
might even
remember,
be a rebranding. You don't know, do you?
no, because remember, TikTok in America is the biggest server. It's the biggest they've got. And I was quite surprised that Indonesia is now the second biggest server.
Oh,
And England, not even in the top 20.
really?
So
Now that
I
does
don't know.
surprise me.
Yeah, the list is all over the place. But England, I don't know why. It looks like they've forgotten us. That's probably why we're still doing
Wow.
so well here, because they
Yeah.
seem to have forgotten us. But then I looked up Google today to see if any more information about America. And it's saying about something in Europe now. Something's going on in Europe about TikTok.
Oh,
Because
do you know,
TikTok is big.
I can't even comprehend it because there's, as you know, billions and billions of people on TikTok, and you know, it's helping so many people out mentally as well.
Exactly.
You know, and I
Well, this
think
is why they're bringing in the agencies, because it's getting too big. They want the agents to look after the new people. They said,
yeah.
we can't do it all. I say at the moment there's 1.8 billion accounts on TikTok, and they're expecting that to reach 2.8 billion by 2025 at the end. So they're going to push it out, and I think it's because they're going to allow people with less than 800 to go live, just like Instagram, Facebook, you can go live. And I think they just want it more monitored by agents, so they haven't got the problem of, we've got to look at people that go live for agency. If we think they're doing bad, we have to strike them off. We've got to educate them, train them, tell them what to do, what not to do, and make the most of their live stream.
Right, so you're gonna be arranging the battles and stuff for people in the
If
agency.
they want, that's one thing I didn't want to be, because I had lots of people say, oh, we want agency, but we don't want to be doing 30 hours a month. And I don't want to do battles. I want to go live, but I don't want to do battles. I said, well, it's down to you at the end of the day if you don't want to. TikTok are pushing battles, box battles, battles. That's what they want. They don't want anything else, really, unless you're a good creator. Singing, it seems to be the new thing. They're really pushing out people that can sing. And so.
I must admit, I have noticed there's a lot more singers, which are, you know, I'm forever seeing them on my For You page, I must admit.
Nice. No, I see them all the time. And then another thing which I don't like, there's too many competitions every week. If you look on your top, all the different things that are going on. When we first started, you were lucky to get one every 2 weeks. And I remember, the biggest gift was a carousel. Woo-hoo! A thousand. Dude, that was 3,000. Oh, if you got that was. But now look, it's out of control, really. I don't know, what's the biggest one now? A uni. It's about £400, whatever it is. It's
Oh, wow. Wow.
just it does need to be looked after. It's got to be looked at, I think. It's just getting out of hand.
Because I mean, not many people, to be honest, have got £400 to spend on a gift, have they?
Exactly. And this is that's why they've got to watch, the safeguarding of all these people. That's very important, is safeguarding. People are spending. I heard somebody on somebody else's live the other day. They've spent 10,000 on their credit card to get notice in somebody's live.
Well, I
Come
mean, I'm sure we all know whose life
on. Yeah.
that
Exactly. Exactly.
but
But
I'm not one for gossip.
there's lots. To be honest, you look at the. And another thing I don't agree with, which I will bring up with TikTok, I don't know if I get thrown out of TikTok, but this gifting rings, these big gifters, these big creators that are always in the top 10, they got gifting rings. So I saw some the other day, he said, right, look, I gave you a uni last night, you haven't given me my one back. And that was on his live, he said it. And while I was watching it, gave me uni. I thought, what's the point? What is the point? Okay, you've moved up the leaderboard another place, but TikTok have taken 50% of that. Well, I've got incentives with my agency. So as you know, I get paid by TikTok for doing this. I'm with my incentive. I want to give back the commission that I'm getting from TikTok. to help you, but I won't give it back as a gift because they take another 50% off you.
Yeah.
So at the end of each month, I will know who's got earned what, and I should be able to give you back this time.
Yeah. Earlier, Andrew, you mentioned your TV career. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, yes, that was very interesting. I was just back at, going all the way back, I was a chef. That's how I started.
Okay.
And one of my friends who was working on the bill said, oh, my agent is looking for people to sit in an audience. I said, right, okay. He said, can you get a day off on Tuesday? All you do is sit in the office. I said, all right, okay. So I turned up one day and sat in an audience and they paid me loads of money for doing nothing. I thought, this is the business to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, I'll get my agent to sign you up. About agencies again. So yeah. I signed up with this agent. And it just took off. They typecast me as a policeman. And so I was in lots of programs, EastEnders, The Bill. I was full-time on The Bill. That's one of the reasons I left the film business, because I was full-time on The Bill for a bit.
Okay.
And they stopped filming The Bill, and that was my bread and butter of every week I was getting paid.
Wow.
And then an actual agent. So I've worked for... I've done a couple of Bond films. I've done Bennett Like Beckham. I worked with Guy Ritchie on most of his films, and mainly Miss Marple, anything to do with police. Back in the day, I'm on IMDb. You can search me up, Andy Skinner on IMDb. But what I then, after I finished The Bill, I got offered a job in an agency looking after singers, dancers and actors. So okay. I worked in a London agency for 6 months before moving back down to the South Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew how to do castings and learning about the agency and how to book people.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons I thought when they offered me an agency, I thought, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing my own agency for a change. Mm. So there we are. We're back to the agency lark. So it's very enjoyable, very enjoyable.
Mm.
Meeting. That's when you meet people at the real agency in London. You meet people, you go to castings all the time, and you meet lots of people.
Yeah. And have you still got that agency, or is that now?
No, I was only working part of an agent. There's lots of agents in London.
Oh, yeah.
And like all rule of thumb of agencies, if they ask for money up front, don't join them. Agencies make money from the work they give you.
Yeah.
So never join agency if you have to pay. Unless you're having a portfolio done, then you have to pay for the photographer and things. But 9 times out of 10, agencies won't charge you upfront costs, because that's how they make money from you. They give you the work, they get the money for the commission.
Yeah, sure.
So no different to TikTok agency, really.
Yeah,
TikTok and me, if you don't go live, I don't get paid. They don't get paid. Nobody gets paid. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it's... Just remember, with the agency, we do not take anything from what you earn yourself. TikTok pay us direct.
Right, okay.
It's the main thing to get across.
Okay, and obviously, if anybody wants a transfer to the airport, you're capable of doing that for them.
You live on the South Coast near me. I can do airport transfers, lovely to Heathrow Airport. We're the leading transport delivery person down in the South Coast.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Yeah,
so we're a dedicated airport transfer company. So if you live in the Bognor, Chichester, West Sussex area, and you're interested in going to the airport, give us a ring and we can see if we could beat the prices you've already got, which we normally can.
Yeah, so where did that start then, just very briefly?
When I was doing filming, back in the TV and film, because as we know, when you do TV and film work, it's not all the time. It's not full time. I was lucky because I was a policeman. I was lucky. So there's always police on television.
Yeah.
But when there wasn't any work, I could come back down to Bognor. I had a company I used to work for down here, mm-hmm. and do the airport transfers when I wasn't. Then when I left The Bill in 2009, I started my own airport transfer company up, and that's where we are at the moment. We're still doing the same transfer, even though during lockdown we lost all our work, 99% of our work, and I had 15 drivers. We lost all them.
Wow.
And so we had to rebuild it after the pandemic, and it's going okay again. It's going okay. I don't think it ever go back to when we were pre-pandemic, because a lot of people aren't traveling now. The businesses we used to deal with do Zoom calls now. They don't they don't go to America. They do a Zoom call. It's quicker.
Yeah.
It costs them less money, and it keeps them in their own office.
Yeah, that's something that's come up on a lot of my podcasts, actually, about COVID, the restrictions, how so many people lost money, businesses in their houses. You know, I mean, I would never want to go back to that time, would you?
Oh. No, definitely not. No, because I've always said, even if I lost 90% of my work, I could have and just keep the, if I lost all my drivers, I still, with 10% of the work, I could survive. I never thought this would ever happen. I was doing over 700 transfers a month to the airport, down to 5, 10, if we were lucky.
Wow.
It went completely because nobody was traveling abroad.
Yeah.
And it really caused us a bit of heartache. So, but then TikTok turned up. And, I would never have been on TikTok if it wasn't for the COVID.
You know, neither would I, because a lot of people kept sending me these videos, and I wasn't really much for social media, to be honest, before. And lots of people kept sending me these videos, and I'm like looking at them, screwing my face up, thinking, oh, what's this? What's this? Even though I'm from an entertainment background, and I was like, oh, what's this? And then COVID struck. And it was like, I need to do something with my time, because I couldn't go and see my parents, who only live really down the road, because I weren't in their bubble kind of thing, because I live alone. And that's where I think for quite a few people, TikTok evolved, wasn't it?
Oh, it made TikTok very famous. That's what it started at the right time, really. I'd say 2019. Absolutely. And I only started doing the grow parties, really, because it took me so long to get that 1,000 followers. When I first started, nobody was doing it except for Mr. So I don't, if it wasn't for him, I saw him doing, I thought, I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could do that. Yeah. So that's how I started. And unfortunately, I got my main account banned. So I had to rebuild it again after COVID. So when I came back, I had a year off TikTok.
Yeah.
After I got my permanent, but I thought, I can't deal with this app. I really put a lot of effort to get, 700,000 followers or whatever it was before it got banned. And I thought, well, I'm going to get it back because I haven't done anything. But it came back, said, no, you're not getting it back. Okay, well, that's it then. I've had it. I'm not coming back on TikTok. And then I don't know what happened. People keep getting messages. They said, when are you coming back on TikTok? I said, all right, then I'll come back and see what it's like. And I've been here since November. I came back after a year off.
Yeah.
A lot of things happened in my family. And so I came back and we're still going. Still going another 6 months down the line.
I must admit, I took some time off as well because, like you said, those grow parties, and we used to do them for hours and hours, and you're exhausted after them, aren't you? People don't realise what it takes out of you.
That's why I'm amazed by a certain person on here now.
I know.
But 5-6 hours, how can they do it?
I don't know.
After one hour, I am done for.
Same here. Like even now, I go live for an hour and a half each day, and that's it. But as we know, because we used to put the names on the board, and that constant back and forward and writing and looking, it's exhausting. I couldn't sit there for 8 hours like some people do every day.
I know, but that is their job, isn't it? Or they call it a job.
Yeah.
But it is. But then you've got people doing videos. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention people. Rolando Dancer. I just love his videos.
His
videos are amazing. He puts so much effort, but he doesn't get anything back for them.
Yeah.
He puts so much effort in videos. And there's loads of people on this app that do fantastic videos, but they don't get recognition.
I know. I suppose we've got to, me and you and a few others, we've got to be so lucky, haven't we, that, that we have had viral videos and we have got the following we've got. Because like you said, I know people that joined around the same time and I'm still following them to this day. And they're still stuck on like 10,000. I mean, don't get me wrong, 10,000 is a massive amount of people.
No, I was on a live today and somebody said, I've been live. I remember coming on live when you first started to get 1,000. Mm. And he's only got 3,000 followers now,
yeah.
6 years on. So we have been lucky, very lucky.
Yeah.
We're lucky we hit the right floor running, I suppose. It just was amazing, really.
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, I don't want to mention any names, obviously, because I don't want to highlight them. But, yeah. You know, I know they do fantastic videos. They do fantastic edits. They're good all-rounders. And their following just doesn't move. And it must be so frustrating for them, you know. And then they see somebody else and say, well, how come they've got that? You know, they don't put half the effort in. I think it's luck as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because they say about shadow banning and things. I've asked TikTok that there's no such thing as a shadow ban.
Yeah.
It's called an RA, which is a restricted account. That's what they have.
Yeah.
And they said, because the algorithms don't know what your niche is, the best way is leave your account for 2 weeks. Don't do anything with it. And your algorithm gets reset. So it will then, but then don't come back and put the same videos that you're only getting 200 for now. It just won't make any difference. They want something different from you, original content. And that's what they're trying to aim for, is get as much original, over a minute long. Yeah. I still don't know about this landscape. I'm still trying to work that if it works or not. I'm not sure.
I must admit, I've done a couple of videos landscape and it's like, really? I mean, people go to other platforms to watch landscape, don't they? And I think, you know, it's best. I think personally, that's only my opinion. I think it's better like portrait.
Yeah, it does it.
And I think 99% of the people always do portrait.
Yeah, of course they do, because that's the way the phone works, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't always, especially if you're filming in their app, because even if you try and film it in their app, landscape, as soon as you turn it back, it will go. And I just think,
then you've got a faff around flipping it, and it's just not worked for it, has it? I mean, you know, I remember when TikTok announced that, you know, we want to start doing landscape, loads of people were doing it, and then it was like, it's just gone way, you know, past.
Now, I think it's more important about the description. Now they've given you 4,000 letters you can use. The description and your hashtags are very important for them to get it sent out to the right people.
Yeah, definitely. Because, and also with that longer description, you can also add a bit of a backstory. You know, if you're doing a long video, you can add a bit of a backstory about what it's about, can't you? Rather than just
exactly
transition that's video.
That's why they want it over a minute long, so that it has a bit of a story for people to watch it more. Mm. More you watch it, more it's going to get sent out at the end of the day.
I think, you know, TikTok's one of those platforms that's always going to keep evolving, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. It keeps changing. Even in my time, it changes nearly monthly.
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you can do something, next month you won't be able to, and vice versa. Mm. And they will keep pushing it out. You know, I've been up to TikTok HQ in London. What a place. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, tell me about that, because I haven't been there yet. Just tell me about it.
Well, it's in the Barbican. It's very modern. It's very, very modern. Everything, the walls move with photos, pictures of everybody. They've got massive 6-foot mobile phones everywhere that you can look at your own account.
Wow. You
go into the canteen and everything's digital. It's all, I can't explain how. And I don't think there was anybody over the age of 30 that worked there. It was all very young people, and the hype was amazing.
Wow.
They're all from creating backgrounds. They're all from, you know, everything to do with social media. Mm-hmm. And they are so friendly up there. After 5 years of just dealing with peel buttons and everything, it's actually nice to see that people actually are real people at TikTok.
Wow. And how do you get there? Is there tickets sold or is it invitation only?
Invitation only. Invitation only. And also, that is one thing I have heard. If the agency does well, they will have an agency day. Well, you can get your favorite people from your agency to go up with you to see TikTok, and they will do your talk. They do training up there. So I get training twice a week at the moment for the agency to help the agency get better, because they give us a backstage so we can see people's accounts, what's happening and everything. So we go there Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it is amazing place. I would recommend, if you ever have a chance, go and have a look, because it's so amazing.
What do you mean? I'm coming with you.
Oh, yeah, have you joined the agency? I don't think I've got the code yet.
I haven't yet, to be honest. I haven't, only because I've been really busy. But yeah, as soon as we've come off this live, I'll send you the code and everything. So while we're talking about that, just remind people once again how they can join the agency, how to get involved.
Right, the easiest way, well, there's two easier ways, really. All you need to do is go to my website, beanie2000.agency. You can do it that way. Or go and have a look at my first pinned video on my TikTok account, beanie2019.agency, because it tells you how to join the agency. On if you're in an agency, you think, well, I'm not getting much out of this agency, there's a link there how to get rid of, to release yourself from another agency, and you can come and join. Okay. It's normally a 30-day. Unless you've only been with an agency less than 14 days, you have to give them a call-off period of 30 days, but then you can join. And all you do is get the code. I will then forward it to TikTok saying, Latham wants to join my agency. Here's his code. And they will come back and say, oh, no. Or they say, yes, you can have him. Remember, I can only, it's mainly they want us to have mainly rookie people that are quite new. But saying that, I've added somebody today that I've known for 4 years, and they've still come as a rookie.
Okay.
So it depends how much you've done live, how many diamonds you've earned. But you go through different categories. And if you have 1 million followers, because I've got somebody, hopefully from Geordie Shore, joining my agency soon.
Okay.
But they've nearly got 1 million followers already.
Yeah.
But they can join the elite, which I've got five on my agency at the moment. I can have five elite people that are between three quarters of 1 million to 1 million followers. So we will have to see if that comes off, which will be good. And then, so that's the best way of joining the agency. Or just message me. I say it's easy to message me. I can talk you through it through my Instagram or my TikTok. Unfortunately, through TikTok, it's very hard to find the messages unless I'm following you. But even if I'm following you, there's hundreds of messages every day. Yeah, because people are just sharing it out that they're going live, especially if they know that you're a gifter. So they want you in their live anyway. So it gets buried very quickly.
Yeah, okay. All right then. Right, Beanie. Thank you, Beanie. It stinks, doesn't it? Andrew, Beanie, 2019.
Thank you. No problem.
So much for today. It's been a real... Have you got merch? You've got merch.
I got merchandise.
Oh, there it is. I haven't got my glasses on, so I can't see it.
That's on the website as well. My store is in the website.
Yes, of course. So, like I said, I will link everything of yours in the description on all the podcasting platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, everywhere. I'll link them on everywhere. So I just want to say thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure.
And, I'd like to come back in 6 months' time to tell you how well it's going as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, for sure. So I'll speak to you very soon. I'll probably pop into your live stream a little bit later.
No problem. See you later.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.